kind of man she needed me to be. She made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been there and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at 2:45. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been there and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. The first session is underway and a vice presidential pick could be announced later today. ABC's Jim Ryan in Milwaukee.
It's rare that a potential presidential nominee would show up on the first day of the convention, but Donald Trump's plane touched down here in Milwaukee Sunday. Given Saturday's attempt on Trump's life and the suspense over his VP pick, Arizona delegate Michelle Alther says,
"There's going to be a lot more excitement in the air. It was going to be a lot of excitement before, but I think it's going to go to another level."
The RNC schedule says the theme on night one is Make America Wealthy Once Again. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
It is fair to say this won't be exactly the same convention organizers had planned. Today, Judge Eileen Cannon tossed out the classified documents case against Mr. Trump. And it has just been days since the assassination attempt on the former president's life. This is ABC News. Amazon Prime Days kick off tomorrow, and this year, analysts say it could be the biggest sales year ever.
Online sales on Tuesday and Wednesday will blow all records out of the water, according to a prediction from Adobe Analytics, which expects $14 billion to be spent online, not only at Amazon, but at all retailers that are going to be offering deals. Vivek Pandia, Adobe's lead insights analyst, says this week is critical for retailers.
Times like August and September can get a lot slower as consumers kind of recoup and step back a bit, try to pay down some of their expenses on travel and things like that.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
AT&T reportedly paid a hacker nearly $400,000 to delete stolen customer data. The company revealed the massive breach last week, saying it involved call and text logs from nearly all of its wireless customers. The ransom payment was allegedly made using Bitcoin. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another steamy one today with high temperatures climbing into the upper 80s alongside high humidity. It's going to really be feeling more like the low to mid 90s. Scattered storms are expected this afternoon and evening, and some of them could be severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 72.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Investigators say a deadly shooting in a Racine County park and a fire are connected. Deputies say a 37-year-old man who was shot and killed by officers at a Caledonia park on July 8th knew the victim in a deadly fire in Racine. Fire crews found 64-year-old Cheryl Christensen dead inside a home in Racine after putting out a fire. She was shot several times before the incident. The case is still under investigation. The suspect has not been identified. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns in a wider area around the Republican National Convention this week. That's following a shooting at a rally for former President Donald Trump over the weekend. State law restricts gun bans, and people will only be checked for weapons inside a close zone around the FISERV forum. Evers says expanding the weapon checks will keep people safer near the outer security border near the convention. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Adams Super Service, your NEPA certified gold car care center, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Chippewa Valley is inside the storm line today. The National Weather Service says folks here in western Wisconsin all the way down to Milwaukee have a chance for severe weather. The threat is high winds and thunderstorms. Forecasters say they don't expect any tornadoes, however. Our highs today will be in the mid-80s, but then cool off for the rest of the week once that line of storms moves through. The city of Mondovi will be adding some new playground equipment to its area parks. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the city applied for some grants last year and were approved.
We had put in, last year for some additional grant opportunities that were available, primarily and specifically for our parks, of which we received. So not only do we have the new ensemble at the Mirror Lake Park on North Eau Claire Street, but we also will be adding some additional equipment at our Sharps Point Park, over by the ball fields at the Arboretum, and out at the Tourist Park.
That equipment should be installed at the area parks in the next year. Motorists in Wabasha County are reminded that County Highway 27 will be closed starting today for a culvert replacement about a quarter mile east of 215th Avenue. Crews hope to have the work completed in 2 days. Drivers will need to use alternate routes, such as Minnesota Highway 74, Winona County Highway 30, Wabasha County Road 8, or Wabasha County Highway 14. There's a new place to drop off unwanted or expired medication in Eau Claire. The 24-hour medication drop-off box is in the lobby of the Eau Claire Jail. It will accept prescription medications in patches, over-the-counter medications, and even pet medications. The Eau Claire County Health Department says it's important to dispose of medications that are lying around in case children or pets find them and misuse them. The drop box is free to use. Guns will not be allowed inside Pfizer Forum or other buildings where the RNC events are set to take place, or in the hard perimeter around the convention where credentials are required for entry. Most guns, however, will not be banned in the area immediately outside the RNC perimeter, known as the security footprint, because Milwaukee is prevented by state law from enacting such a ban. Wisconsin law prohibits the city of Milwaukee and all local governments from, quote, prohibiting the possession or carrying of legal firearms, unquote. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
As the new Durand City Administrator settles into the position, economic development is one issue at the top of the list. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says when he met with Administrator Carlson, economic development was the first issue they discussed.
One of the things at the top of the agenda as far as the future was economic development. And we talked about those things, about the programs that we do have. What can we do to help businesses expand, help businesses, new businesses come in, or whatever it is. Or people that want to come in and buy businesses and maybe expand or however they want. Just all of those types of things.
The mayor says affordable housing was the second issue that the two discussed. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair is in the books for 2024. The fair wrapped up its last day yesterday. No word on just how many people walked through the gates this year, but fair organizers say they did see a steady crowd. The heat and storms this year did play a role, however. Fair manager Rusty Volk says the team's taking a day or two to recover. Then they'll get back to work planning next year's fair. UW Eau Claire will be partnering with a defense contractor on a new type of paint. The university said last week it would work with a company from Oak Creek on a new kind of paint that would better stand up to rust. Professor Deidre Gerlach is leading the university's team, but she says some students will help with the project as well. There is funding involved, but no one's saying just how much will be coming to the university. Wisconsin's 77th Allison Derrilland is now on the job. Oconomowoc native Heidi Heinzel will spend the next year promoting farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. She says she got her start in agriculture in high school and was a member of the FFA. That turned into a life sciences communication degree at UW-Madison. Allison Derland is a one-year ambassadorship position with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. And Heinzel will be giving speeches at schools and also doing interviews with the media. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A legendary name in Wisconsin dining will be disappearing briefly. The last remaining Big Boy restaurant in the state, located in Sussex, closed Sunday. A statement from its owner say that's due to needing the kitchen space to handle the volume from the attached goat bar and grill. For decades, Mark's Big Boy, owned by Milwaukee's Marcus Corporation, had over 60 restaurants in four Midwestern states, including several in the Milwaukee area. Now, the Big Boy name will make its return to a restaurant in Wisconsin Dells this fall under new ownership. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another steamy one today with high temperatures climbing into the upper 80s alongside high humidity. It's going to really be feeling more like the low to mid 90s. Scattered storms are expected this afternoon and evening, and some of them could be severe. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 72.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-load conditions versus API SP test limits.
One last dub before the break. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We started American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers had one last game to squeeze in before the All-Star break. They made the most of it.
That one's deep, way back, left center field, and Davis will watch it fly. A 4-RBI game.
Ryan Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call. The Brewers beat the Nationals 9-3. A nice bounce back from their Saturday ninth inning collapse.
You got to come back into the win tonight and get it done. And I didn't think we played a complete game by any stretch. You can say the guys are tired. They might be. And they know the break's coming.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. At the break, his team has a 4.5-game divisional lead over second place St. Louis. The Cardinals falling at home to the Cubs on Sunday 8-3. A couple of other Brewers notes. After four starts, the team has designated veteran lefty Dallas Keuchel for assignment. To take Keuchel's spot on the roster, the Brewers called up reliever Joel Kuehnel. At the MLB draft on Sunday, Milwaukee took a high school bat, Braylon Payne, from just outside of Houston. The crew had an extra pick at number 34, the result of the Corbin Burns trade. They take Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke, who just won the College World Series with the Volunteers. And then the Brewers grabbing a pair of New Jersey high school pitchers, Bryce Message at number 57 and then Chris Lavonis at number 67. One state player was taken in the first round, Whitefish Bay shortstop 25, J.D. Dix, was taken at number 35 by the Arizona Diamondbacks. NBA Summer League action. The Bucks lose big to the Cavaliers, 112-81. The Bucks play the Clippers in Summer League action tomorrow night in Las Vegas. And a golf at the Senior Players Championship. Madison's Jerry Kelly carded a 1-under-69 to finish at minus 7, three shots back of winner Ernie Els. Fellow Madisonian Steve Stricker struggled to a plus 3 on Sunday. He comes in tied for 4th at minus 6. Els, who also won at the AmFam Championship at University Ridge last month, he finishes at 1-under. Y.E. Yang, alone in second place, one shot off the pace. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The defending champ is back in Victory Lane in Pocono. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Team Penske driver Ryan Blaney led the final 44 laps of yesterday's The Great American Getaway 400 at the Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania to claim the win. His second victory of the season, coming just 3 races after his first. Blaney says that winning at the 2.5-mile Pocono track will always be special.
I got my first cup win here, 7 years ago. So, there's these tracks that have a special meaning in your heart, and this is definitely one of them. And such a tough racetrack to kind of figure out, and get right. So just really cool to, have it all come together. Appreciate all the 12 boys for sticking with it all day.
Blaney held off Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman at the finish. See the full results at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Successful farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
Effective inventory management can take a lot of work. Define your goals and use an organized planning approach to meet them. Learn more about inventory management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, my name is Jared.
And this is Matt.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is that sweet and savory flavor combo. I love the grilled chicken because of how juicy it is. It has that perfect smoked flavor.
And then the crunch of the pickles and the sweet heat that they bring just ties it all together.
And that crispy sweet bacon, it adds so much flavor.
It ties in amazing with the warm, soft bun. You can really taste the sweetness in every bite.
The maple bun is bringing the fun.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 2 to 1971, September up 17 to 2025, October up 18 to 2039, November milk down 2 at 1993. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrel up 1.5 to 186.5, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 186, 8 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 2.25 to 312 and a quarter, 24 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 117.5, 3 trades on the day. Dry weigh down 1 to 50 cents even, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly higher at the midday. Weakness in some of the grain markets. Also now strength in boxed beef prices, helping to support both the live and feeder cattle markets. August live cattle up 70 cents to 183.07. October up 40 cents to 184.47. December up 72 cents to 186.20. August feeder cattle up $1.12 to 259.77. September up $1.62 to 259.72. October up $1.65 to 259.20. July hogs up 5 cents to 88.75. August down 7 cents to 88.37. October down 57 cents to 69.57. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower as the weather forecast has turned cooler and wetter for the southern and eastern corn belt. That should still continue to help with crop development. Also, some of the trade is saying that the assassination attempt on former President Trump seems to have strengthened strengthen his political support, and now some traders believed there's an increased chance for a Trump re-election this fall. And as president, he could place additional tariffs against China, and that has some of the trades just a bit nervous. Now, September corn down 8 3/4 to 393 1/4. December down 7.5 to 407 1/4. March down 7.5 to 420 1/2. Meanwhile, August beans down 22.5 to 1062 1/2. While September down 22 1/4 to 1036 1/4. New crop down 22 to 1043 1/4. August meal down 550 to 333.30. August soybean oil down 6 cents to 46.59. Chicago wheat, September down 16.5 to 534 1/4, December down 17 to 558 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, September down 16 to 581.5, December down 14 1/4 to 603. Energy markets today, August crude oil down 8 cents to 82.13, while September up a cent to 81.03. August gas down 2 cents to 249, September down a cent to 247. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The May U.S. smoke production is down from last year. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Recent data from the U.S. milk production report indicates a slight year-over-year decrease of 0.9% in May. This reflects the ongoing adjustments in the dairy sector. Kathleen Wolfley, an agriculture broker with Ever.Ag, shared insights on the current trends and implications for the dairy industry.
Yeah, so we had a milk production report that came out on Friday and kind of gave us a glimpse at where we landed in May. And milk production for the total U.S. was down 0.9% year over year. That was a little bit below our expectations, but overall, we call the report fairly neutral. Just taking into consideration the fact that markets have been pretty strong here in the last several weeks, I don't know if they'll this report came as too much of a surprise.
Despite this slight decline, the addition of cows between April and May suggests targeted growth in regions not previously noted for such expansions.
We continue to keep a really close eye on what's happening with cow numbers. And in the U.S., in May, we did see about 5,000 cows added between May and April, with a lot of that growth coming in places like Texas and New Mexico, a place where we really haven't been talking about growth very much in recent months or in recent years.
She says market conditions have led to tight supplies of fresh cheese, impacting inventory levels and driving prices.
Obviously, we've kind of gotten ourselves in this position in the last several weeks, let's say 6 to 8 weeks or maybe even more than that, where the market's been in a bit of a short squeeze on fresh 4 to 30 day old product. And that's really what's going to drive prices in Chicago. It's the currency in Chicago. And when we have little blips in supply availability, you can see the markets move one direction or another depending on that availability of 4 to 30 day old or fresh cheese. Now we're in this position where, okay, we've been a little tight on fresh cheese supplies. We've been exporting a lot. We saw exports in April up over 100 million pounds for the second month in a row. That means that, hey, we haven't had a lot of extra product likely to put into the warehouse or into coolers.
Kathleen Wolfley of Ever.Ag. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA is terminating marketing order number 929, which regulates the handling of cranberries grown in several states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Massachusetts, along with several others. In October of 2023, USDA suspended the Cranberry Marketing Committee's authority to collect assessments and reports from handlers after a continuance referendum failed to show producer support. A notice with the 60-day public comment period on the proposed termination was published in the Federal Register in 2023. During the comment period, the Agriculture Marketing Service received only 5 comments. After considering the comments, it was determined that the termination of the order was appropriate. USDA informed Congress of the termination in April of 2024 in compliance with the requirement to notify Congress at least 60 days before terminating a federal market order. The final rule for this action with public comment analysis was published in the Federal Register on July 12th. More information is available at ams.usda.gov. Winter wheat production in Wisconsin is forecast at 15 million bushels. That's 14% below last year's 17.5 million bushels. That according to USDA's crop production report. Based on conditions as of July 1st, the state's winter wheat yield is forecast at 79 bushels an acre. That's 3 bushels above last year. Wisconsin winter wheat growers intend to harvest 190,000 acres for grain. That was down 17% from 2023. USDA on Friday released their June WASDE report, and that included the milk production forecast. USDA says the forecast for 2024 for milk production is lowered from last month based on slower growth in milk per cow, more than offsetting higher cow numbers. The milk production forecast for 2025 is also reduced from last month as slower growth in milk per cow more than offsets a larger cow inventory. For 2024, commercial exports are raised on a fat basis but lowered on a skim solid basis. The reduction in the skim solid basis exports reflects lower non-fat dry milk and lactose. Now, for 2024, the prices of cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey are all raised from the previous month's forecast based on recent price strength and expectation of tighter milk supply. The Class 3 and Class 4 price forecasts are raised on the higher dairy prices as the all-milk forecast is raised to 22.25 a hundredweight. USDA is confirming an outbreak of avian flu affecting 2 Minnesota turkey flocks. The agency's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed cases in Kandi, Yohai, and Renville counties. The case in Renville County affected more than 15,000 breeder hens. The cases in Kandi, Yohai County affect nearly 22,000 hens and 4,300 toms. These are the first cases found in either county in 2024. Minnesota has now seen 17 commercial poultry flocks struck by the virus in 2024. No state had more flocks struck by HPAI during the 2022 through 24 outbreak. In 2022, the virus appeared in 81 flocks, and in 2023, it appeared in 34 flocks. The ongoing bird flu outbreak is the largest animal disease event in U.S. history, killing 58.7 million birds across 47 states since January of 2022. APHIS has spent at least $1.3 billion in response to bird flu and will eventually reach spending $2 billion. The number of farmers responding to surveys from the National Ag Statistics Service has dropped in recent years. AgWeb.com looked into response rates after a new study from the American Statistical Association warned the reliability of U.S. economic data is at risk for several reasons. In the early 1990s, response rates for NAS crop surveys were 80 to 85%. By the late 2010s, response rates had fallen below 60% in some cases. A more specific example, the 2017 Census of Agriculture had a response rate of over 71%, while the 2022 Census had a response rate of 61%. Factors affecting response rates include concerns about data privacy and constraints from farmers. An increasing number of people requesting information from farmers discourages some respondents. Refusal rates are rising as well. Lance Honig of NAS says, quote, "It's mostly an inability to reach people that's increasing," unquote. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. You're invited to the 156th annual Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. Wednesday night, it's the big autocross starting at 7 o'clock. Bull riding comes to the Wabasha County Fair again Friday night at 7 o'clock. And it's another autocross and demo derby Saturday night at 5 at the Wabasha County Fair. Food, fun, and farm animals at the 156th Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday in Wabasha. We could see another round of thunderstorms moving through the region later today in our ag weather forecast. Some of those storms could be severe and winds will be shifting from the southwest to the northwest. But then looking ahead, dry weather follows for the rest of the week with light winds and cooler temperatures. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 61 to 66%, south winds at 5 to 9 shifting to the west, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Could still see about 6 hours of sunshine today. Tonight becoming mostly clear with a slight chance of a shower and storm early. Lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, gusting to 20 early. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. Thursday, sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs once again, 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you. Stay and drink this beer, and you'll be mine. I think about you. When an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger, always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Trying to get paid, been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade, just 2 more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Yeah, girl.
Got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like the dust right off them tonight. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Crashing into me.
the coast. Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop, I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. That no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Wrecking ball dancing down the hall. Shoes wearing my shades. We fall against the door. We fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours. You lean in and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. The only thing I want to do tonight is drink you like a Spanish wine. Let you let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning around. Sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours. You lean in and your lips taste like sangria. 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 You let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning
I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand. The boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. To know better, that I'm still too young to care.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father. Find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have 48 Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated. But I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now. I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Folly Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love. Anyone but me.